On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, a fabulous producer taking great care of us in every way. So we always appreciate that. In the studio with us now, we're glad to say that Sue Straub is here as director of Arthur's Pet Pantry. Thank you so much for coming in, Sue.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Arthur's Pet Pantry. Half of our audience is saying, what?
We're a pet foo-foo bank. And we do everything by donations.
Well, explain this. Give me a full speech about this great fact. It's a great opportunity. I know the firefighters and Red Cross know about you because you help families that have had a fire, if they have pets, help get those pets kind of reoriented. So we know you do that. But that's not your main mission. Explain what Arthur's Pet Pantry is all about.
Well, we help... We partner with the Human Food Banks in Northumberland and... the Mazeppa Manor, and we give out pet food to the people that come. You don't have to come to the food bank to get, you know, the pet food, but we partner with them, and we give out, we give out a gallon bag of dry food and 4 cans of wet food to help you, you know, feed your pets till your next paycheck, and that's once a month.
All right, and so this is an opportunity. We know that pets enrich people's lives, so this is the goal that families that might be families on the margin can keep their pets.
Correct. Our mission is to provide supplemental pet food to people for their pets who might otherwise not be able to afford it, and to help the pets stay at home and out of the rescues.
Okay, so that's the key, is this idea of making sure that the families can keep their pets and they don't have to give them up. Of course, that can be pretty traumatic, and then it might, you know, contribute to overloading shelters and all this sort of
right.
thing, so that's not ideal. So Arthur's Pet Pantry, is it a place? Is it at your house? Or sort of explain how this works.
Okay, currently, we have 3 sheds that we store the food at, but at the Mazeppa Manor, we have a complete food shed there. And on the third Wednesday of every month from 9 to 11, you can come to the Mazeppa Manor, and we just need your name, how many dogs and cats. Once in a while, we'll have ferret food or bird food or gerbil food, but mostly dogs and cats. And we don't ask any questions. We just, you know, give you... you know, food to help. And then we also have one, we haul a 18-foot trailer down to Northumberland to the United Methodist Trinity Church at 306th Street in Northumberland. And we'll take anybody from Snyder, lower Northumberland counties, or if you can't make it on the Wednesday, then the third Saturday, come down from 9 to 11 at Northumberland.
So this is kind of a lot of people already know about you. I mentioned half the folks around here might not know about you, but a lot of folks do, a lot of families.
We, in a month's time, we help roughly 350 to 500 animals a month.
Wow, okay, so you're into some big numbers there. And yeah, you mentioned Mazeppa Manor. Well, we just had Pastor Phillips here the other day to talk about some things that they were doing in a fundraising concert that they were having. So he's kind of out there making sure that all of these kind of things get brought up and talked about. All right, tell us about the bone hunt.
Okay, this is our 8th annual bone hunt, and it will be held next Saturday, the 23rd, from noon to 4 at Broad Avenue Park in Milton. Currently, we have 24 craft and food vendors. We have Canine Hero Haven Rescue, Cracklin' Crafters, Primitive Fixins, Ann's Prance and Paw Pet Products, Marley's Craft Handicraft Creations, Just Cats for Spots, Pappy's Kettle Corn, Jordan with Brook Park, he's going to have 2 different spots, Jessica's Crafts, Haven to Home will be there, unique boutique, the Countryside Crafters, Scraps for Crafts, Becky's Soaps and Catherine's Creations, Mama T Creations, Son of the Butcher, food truck will be there. So come get that.
Good beef.
And then we're going to have Jerry Browse Photography taking pictures for us. Boof Biscuit Company will be there, and Tessa's Creativity.
And so this is a pet festival.
It's a pet. It's more. This year we're looking at, because I know everybody wants to get out of the house, so make it into like a block party. So I mean, there'll be pet food crafters, or pet crafters, but there'll also be human crafters.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it sounds like, and good food.
Yeah.
And good fun, stuff for kids, stuff for pets.
Yep.
And there actually is a bone hunt.
Yes, we filled. We went on Saturday down to Brook Park. Jordan was very gracious to leave us into a room, and we filled a great big huge tote full of plastic eggs with treats.
So
those plastic treats will be out in the field, and we ask that there's no registration fee, but we ask for donation of pet food. And please, we'll have a table sign so that you can register your animals, so we can keep track of how many, you know, it's going to be out in the field. We'll have a small dog field and a large dog field, and we ask one human per dog, because if we have a lot of dogs, we want just, you know, not
you don't want too many
a
humans
family
there.
Of five with one dog. So
limited human interaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and it's fenced in, right? Isn't the?
No, it's okay. Not going to be fenced in.
All right. So you're going to have to make sure you're cautious
yes.
about that.
And all dogs must be leashed, and all
stay
humans
on the leash all the time.
Yep.
Okay.
And the pet owner is required to clean up after their pet.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, that makes sense. It's good courtesy. So most of them would anyway, but it's a rule, so everybody has to do it. Okay, so this is at Brown Avenue Park in Milton next Saturday. And when does it begin? And give us the time frame.
12 to 4. At 1:20, Pastor Ricky Phillips is going to bless the animals. And then the bone hunt itself starts at 1:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, this should be a lot
so
of fun.
So bring a basket to collect the eggs.
Yep.
Now, what we do is we require that after you collect your eggs, open up the eggs, and you keep the treats, and we recycle the eggs.
Okay. Well, yeah, and we see this at egg hunts all the time. Everybody, as fast as they can, emptying their eggs so that they can give the eggs back. And then sometimes there's a prize in the egg, too, not just
well,
a treat.
Well, currently, we have 20 prize eggs for the small dogs, 20 prize eggs for the big dogs, and we have a great big huge bin full of prizes, you know, Kongs, stuffed toys, you name it.
And do you do any other fundraisers?
We had a basket raffle in February that was a huge success in Mifflinburg, and we're going to be having a drag bingo in August.
Drag. Did you say drag?
I said drag.
You dress your dogs up or dress them humans up?
Human.
Okay. Oh, geez. That'll be fun. Where are you going with that?
Kramer Fire Company.
Okay. Sounds like fun. All right. Super. Okay. Well, let's kind of wrap up. Where do folks get more information about the Bone Hunt or Arthur's Pet Pantry?
You can follow us on Facebook under Arthur's Pet Pantry. We also have a website, but the website is down right now, being rebuilt. That should be back up in 1st of May. But follow us on Facebook at Arthur's Pet Pantry.
Yeah, Facebook's probably a good place to go. Arthur's Pet Pantry, like them, as they would say, on Facebook. All right. Well, anything else to add to our good discussion here?
We're always in need of donations of food. We have drop-off bins throughout the area. Companion Animal Hospital, Sunbury Animal Hospital, Susquehanna Trail Animal Hospital, Brook Park Farm, our Brook Park Pet
Supply. These are drop-off sites.
These are drop-off sites. And we will take open food. If you lost your pet, or if your pet decides they don't like the food anymore, drop it off and we'll use it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. There's a lot of that going around. Pets are snooty sometimes, especially cats. But you don't deal too much with cat food, or you do?
Oh, our biggest is cat food.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
Right
okay.
now, that is the hardest to get.
I got you. Okay, well, super. Okay, well, yeah, you're doing a super service. Well, thanks for all you're doing. I appreciate this. No wonder you were a Red Cross hero about 3-4 years ago. So,
yes.
Of course, they know you're Red Cross because you go to the fire scenes and say, we'll help the pets that have been displaced at a fire or something like that.
Yep, and we work with Four Paws Rescue. We work with Haven Home Rescue. You know, so we all work together.
Make sure everybody gets well taken care of, the humans and the pets. Well, thank you so much, Sue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Arthur's Pet Pantry, Facebook, the best place. They do have a website. It's one of the WIC sites, so, you know, it's kind of hit or miss, but it has the basic contact information on it. That much you can use. But Facebook's a great place to find out about. It's really a festival next week, a bone hunt festival for humans and pets, Brown Avenue Park in Milton from 12 to 4 on Saturday the 23rd.